guy on the line that Monday saved me. Mercy raised. No, you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Baltimore. This is Hezekiah L. Montgomery and Nichelle Johnson. Tonight is an exciting night. We're going to have a great show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is Man and the Mirror's 100th episode celebration. But as always, we have to give glory to God. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we just bow down as humble servants, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our lying down. Thank you, Lord, for our rising up to a day we've never seen before, Lord. We thank you, Lord, even for the heat that's been going on, Lord, because we are still in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies over the busy highways and byways. So we thank you, Lord, for all those who have been listening to our show, Lord. Yes, you can please bless them in a mighty and a special way. Help us throughout this celebration, throughout this hour. Holy Spirit, have your way and just guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, please press the number 1 on the phone and you'll be put in our queue. Do you believe it or not, Nichelle, that this is our 100th show?
I really don't believe it. I'm shocked. It didn't feel like we did this many. Well, actually, I didn't do quite 100. But this is, yes, this is a really, really great Hezekiah. So I'm super excited about tonight. This is a great occasion. And congratulations.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am truly excited. I'm truly excited. Did I say I was excited?
You did.
I'll say it one more time. I am truly excited. I've been posting. The cake looks good. We're just going to have a fabulous time today, hoping all those people that log on and just have some fun with us tonight, because we're just going to be going down memory lane. But let me, read the note that I always put up about us. We've come a long way since October 17, 2014, way back when we were only doing 2 shows a month. And now, after that first year, with the push of my mentor, C. Maria Wall, we're doing 4 shows. We want you to call and talk to us. Tell us what you like about the show, how it has affected you since you started listening to it. We just want to hear from you. It's been a long journey, as I said, but we made it this far, and we definitely have more to come. Having the model of real people, real stories, and real overcomers is the thing that keeps our show fresh. We have guests on the show who are real, who have real life stories, and who can and come to tell you, me, how they made it through, and that they too are here to help you. That's how I began my journey. Now, it's not just my journey, it's our journey. So it's everybody's journey right now. We are here just to have people call in, log in, tell us what they remember about the show, tell us what they enjoy about the show, and just be here for us so we can just have a good time. I put so much in that site and on that event page, I almost got lost. You know, I got the cake today. The cake looks fabulous, but, you know, we're just having a good time. And so we'll start off with, I always say ladies first, because I know what I'm going to say tonight. And whoever else may come on, whoever else may come in, Maria's starting already, but we'll talk about that later. But we're going to be nice, Maria. But Michelle, give us some memories. You know, let's go down memory lane.
Oh, well, definitely can't forget that first show. Although I wasn't.
Here you go.
Although I was not co-hosting, I was.
You done started that lady up in the chat room already.
I was listening in on that show, I do believe. So, yes, the first show was very memorable. And, of course, one of my favorites is one of my most favorite people, S. Monique Smith, the woman who is still missing today. She does not know who her, you know, real family is. And Maria's acting up in the chat room. But also, one of the favorites was actually Dr. Coletta Orr, because I really felt like the information that she was presenting was really good information for women concerning ovarian cancer and how to, you know, figure out if you're at higher risk for it and all of that. So we've had some really good guests and some really good shows, but those are some of the ones that I really, really remember and really enjoy. And, oh, and of course, how could I forget the show where we were actually just doing Perpetual Praise Friday. That was one of my favorite as well. And your friend, your pastor friend, Pastor Gil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pastor Gil and I think as Monique Smith. And I think it was a few people that actually tagged in on that show. And it ended up being an awesome, awesome, awesome praise-filled show. Wait a minute, I have so many favorites. It's all rushing back to me, and it's too many, so I guess I'll space it out. But I have a lot of favorites.
Oh, I see that now, but that's okay. That's okay. That's what this show is all about. But I'm going to go way back, way back, way back, way back. I'm going to go way back before the inception of this show started, because it was you who actually got the ball rolling for everything, because you told me you read my book, and then later on down the line, you Rediscovering Kai, hint, 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 for those who haven't read it yet, and later on down the line, you asked me what I do our Blog Talk Radio show. I was kind of presumptuous about it, but when I did it, I got a chance to be online with the one and only the great C. Maria Wall, and on her show, Healing Through Hurt, which I actually put mm-hmm. that episode, that was my first episode in there, the Healing Through Hurt book club. And that's when Hezekiah L. Montgomery made his debut, just as a little old person who wrote his first book, and just to get a chance to see, okay, this is what Blog Talk Radio is all about. This is what online radio is all about. So you yeah. basically, between you and Maria, y'all basically planted the seeds. And then I had a few more interviews after that. And then that's when the Lord said, okay, Hezekiah, it's time to do your own show. So I want to thank you two. I give you two kudos because, you know, you two, you know, through networking, you know, you made it happen, because it wasn't anything that was on my mind. And like I said, even after that first year, I'm like, okay, but the two shows a month. And she said, well, it's time to up your game. I'm like, really? So here we are over two.
Oh, there's,
you know,
a story with that, too.
It's always a story. But that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I know, you know, you thought I was crazy when I said, yeah, we're going to do four shows a month. Yeah, I know. That's what you said. But God has blessed this show tremendously, and I just thank him for that. You know, I thank him for that. And again, this is Man in the Mirror with Hezekiah L. Montgomery, your host and co-host Michelle Johnson. You can call in at 917-889-2271. We are doing our 100th episode tonight. Call in. Go into the log online at www.logtalkradio.com/man-in-the-mirror. And we have a good friend. She's in there now. She's having a good time, but she's on here with us. And we are just having a great time enjoying and remembering stories. And, you know, I'm just humbled because, you know, I never knew that I was going to be doing this because all I did was going to write a book. The Lord, well, I didn't want to write the book, but the Lord had me to write the book. And out of that book, Man in the Mirror is the byproduct, because many of you probably don't know where, and we're going to give it all out tonight, where Man in the Mirror came from and where the mantra came from. And what I'm going to do is actually bring that up to you so you actually know. And I'm actually going to play it for you so those who know, okay, where did all of this come from? Because it had to come from somewhere. And I actually recorded a clip a long time ago. So at least you get an idea of what Rediscovering Kai came from. And then a byproduct of it was Man in the Mirror. And I want you guys to listen to this.
Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. James 1:23-25.
That is basically the premise, because that word, as we've always bring in the word, perpetual praise, pride, the reading of the word, talking about the word, praising God, that word was the premise for both bones of what this, you know, that mirror, the word is our mirror. As we continue to look into that mirror or into the word of God, that word is our mirror. So we just, you know, many of us have to realize that, you know, when we look at that, when we in our word, we're looking at ourselves. Many people mm-hmm. don't look at it because we are actually, but we can't walk away from it. Maria and I talked about that because, you know, we talked about that. I just listened to that episode. We talked about that. There are a lot of people that know the word, but do you know the word? I repeat that again. We know the word, but do you know the word? You can read it, and you know, some people can quote it like the back of their hand, but do you really know it? Do you understand it? Are you applying it? That's when we can understand that, hey, that's when we can say, yes, I'm walking. I know what's going on. That's when we can, because we're applying it to our life. So once we start applying it to our life, and that's when we can understand what God wants us to do. And one thing I like about this show is, you know, we picked up the mantra, real people, real stories, real overcomers, because just like Rediscovering Kai, most of the authors and people that we have brought on to this show, they have, you may look at them and say, oh, they ain't done nothing. But you'll be surprised. You definitely will be surprised. You know what? Some people have gone through something, but they overcame. They went through it, but they overcame. That's what we got to realize.
I think everybody has gone, you can't even say some people. I think everybody who has walked this earth, well, you can say some people, but I believe that everyone who has walked on this earth has gone through, as they've gone through, and they have had struggles. So it's each and every one of us, you know, that can benefit from that.
Right. You're right. You're definitely right. And yeah, we can't, you know, we have to give them kudos. We have to give them accolades, because when they come on, they're telling us our story, their story. They're telling us their story, and I love it to hear, you know, what's going on, what other people have been through, because it just shows that, you know what, we're doing our job. If God gives you a job to do, we're doing the job that God gave us to do, and that's, you know, to bring people on, to keep the show going on, and to give people the opportunity, as I was given the opportunity, to tell our stories. Because a lot of people don't understand that, you know, you are, and I remember one preacher or evangelist saying, you are a living epistle or a walking epistle. So when as we're walking, we're telling people our stories. As we're telling people our stories, they can learn from us, knowing that, look, if they can make it, if he can make it, if she can make it, just like, Rashika Henry, back from Broken, A Dancer's Journey to Wholeness. She has a dynamite story. You know, that book kept me in line. I read that book in one night, and the next morning I finished it. But if, when you read these stories like that, they definitely, you know, make you think, wow. And then when you look at that person right now, you see, wow, they've come a long way. They did not let their past defeat them. Any comments, Michelle?
I just wanted to remind our callers, anyone who has a comment, please feel free to press the number 1 on your keypad if you would like to make a comment about the show or chime in on anything that we are talking about.
Excellent. I'm reading some of this that Maria is writing. So she's keeping everything going. She's been a great supporter. You know, she gives us different things that we need to, you know, fix. I remember when here's the one before y'all go into the pastor and the pizza. We had that at one episode, I think it was like this past February, when she was saying, when she Googled the man in the mirror, it was coming up, the Michael Jackson thing. So she told me I needed to fix that. So I'm like, okay, let's fix it. So I, you know, just dropped the and put man in the mirror, and it actually works out. So when you Google Hezekiah L. Montgomery, the first thing that's going to come up is Man in the Mirror online blog talk radio, because you want people to be able to find you on Google. You want everybody to find you. If they need to find you, you want them to find you. So, I take my hats off to her again, because she does give good advice. You know, when you're trying to brand yourself, trying to keep your name going, she definitely, you know, is good for that. But I just want to thank all those who have been on the show. Deacon Thomas Farr, I can talk about him because Maria had actually put us two together. We was on her show one day, and she says, you two need to connect. And we connected a little over a year ago. Most of, I think it was like the beginning of last year when she did the show in February. And then ever since then, we've been connecting. And I've been on his show. You know, he's been on mine. I've done some videotaping in the studio, about the book. So I've just, you know, that those are connections that's a connection and a bond that will last forever. You know, because when you meet people like that through other people, it's like, okay, we've all are like shills from her. Healing Through Hurt puts people together. And what happened? You got his show, Issues Christian Men Speak, and then you have Man in the Mirror. So you have different shows that are basically almost birthed from, you know, just one person doing what God told her to do. Any comments, Michelle?
Well, I just definitely thank God for what he's done, basically, because You know, we can follow many different paths, and if we do not heed what God is telling us, so I really feel like he led you through whatever means that he led you to get to this particular point. And so I am so happy that you, you know, followed what God was saying or heeded what he was saying and allowed yourself to be led along this path that you're taking, because it is definitely, people have come back and commented in our pages and come back personally or text personally saying how, or Facebook personally saying how they have been blessed by, you know, what they heard, or called in and actually made a comment during the show because they just were really enjoying the show and were really blessed by it. So, you know, it's for a greater purpose. You know, it's beyond you, it's beyond me, it's beyond all of us. We're the vehicles, but really, you know, in all of this, God is getting the glory.
Amen, amen, amen. And I, again, I'm just having a good time, you know, just reminiscing, you know. I remember those Valentine's shows, you know, when we talk about the difference between man and women, and important men and women, you know, on Valentine's. So those are shows that I enjoyed, and I know we get a big ruckus with that. You know, we just have, you know, what is real love? What do we talk? You know, what is the understanding of real love, real relationships? You know, shows like that. You know, we don't always have to do what we do every week. Sometimes we can get away and just say, okay, let's talk about Valentine's. Let's talk about the holidays. But, you know, what are the holidays for real? Those are the things that, you know, have real meat and potatoes to them, because guess what? We're talking reality. You know, we're definitely talking reality. Like you said, people call in and say, you know what, they learned something. And, you know, that's what I, you know, come to mind is, you know, when my one of my Philadelphia friends says that her and her group, she gives away, you know, she's working, you know, on a food bank. The great Miss Fortune Foundation, and the great Mrs. Fortune Foundation, when Charmaine was on, she told us her story. And but and if you guys don't realize, she's basically doing something that she was 20 years ago. Yeah, she ran away from it. She got away from it. But guess what? When God got her together, because she told us, she's doing the same thing that she watched her mother do. She's doing the same thing that she watched the ladies of our church do. They get together, they get the food bags together, and they were going out giving them to those who need it. So what is she doing? You know, the Bible says, train the child the way it should go, and you know, they may stray. They may go left, go right. But sooner or later, this young lady came back, she started her own nonprofit with the help of people around her, and now she's giving back to the community. So, you know, some people would say, well, look, she started off a little rough. Okay, we all start off a little rough. You know, some people may say, but guess what? Now she's giving back to the community, and she's, you know, I always put her work, you know, if she has something out, I'll put it out on our Facebook page. That way people from all over will see the type of work she's doing. And if you can, you don't just have to support the Baltimore area. I'm sure she's, you know, looking for help from all over, you know, the country. You know, sometimes when we have things that are going on in our own area, we don't think, hey, you know, what do we do? Do we just support in our area, or can we support those, you know, like that, when she's doing her food banks and collecting food and stuff for the ladies and the men that may need it? We can, if we can't send the stuff, we can always send donations, because our donations are just as good as gold as well.
Amen.
So give me another show. Tell us another show that you liked. Because everybody learned about you about four or five shows down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
that was another
I was
show
on there
I
telling all of my business. So,
yeah,
and
well,
I think you recently put that show out, too. One, also one of my favorite, and you'll probably know that this is one of my favorite, because I talk about it still, is when we had Pastor Jenkins on from, was it Indianapolis?
I knew that was coming.
Indianapolis, yeah, yes. Because I still mention
Indianapolis,
him.
Indianapolis, excellent.
Indianapolis, yes. I still mention him because so much of what he said was just so, it really wasn't something new, but it's just the way that he put it out there. It was just very refreshing to hear, you know, the ideas, the things that he was carrying out in ministry there in Indianapolis. And, you know, it just really blessed me, some of the ideas and the ways that they were taking to reach the youth. So that was really, really a blessing to me personally, you know, because we struggle sometimes with how to reach the youth and how to, you know, make them feel included sometimes. And we were talking about that recently with your guest, Roshika. This is a show not too long ago, how the children sometimes get lost in the shuffle because, mm-hmm. you know, we're doing yeah. big people's church and the youth ministries are almost, you know, put off to the side or not as important. And so, or they don't really put into them because, you know, the youth are the future. Like they, when we're in our gray age and can't get around and can't do, they're the ones that are gonna. I mean, I'm just being honest. They're the ones who are gonna take up the mantle and they're going to do the work for Christ. So they need to have everything that we can pour into them: the love, the compassion, the word. You know, wisdom, whatever that we have that we can pour into them, then, you know, that's what we should be doing to get them prepared to do that. And so, you know, that was one of the things that he mentioned. And see, I'm going on and on about it right now, but that had a big impact on me because I feel the youth get lost a lot of times in the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're correct. And we have a comment from Healing Through Hurt. She wrote that they just need to know that they matter because, yes, many times our young people don't think they matter. They think they're just sitting there. And basically we have to continue to tell them that, yeah, you do matter.
And also one of the things that he mentioned, which is one thing that I'm big on, you know, you can't to the youth or preach at them the word, but yet they're going back home hungry or they're going back home to an abusive parent and nobody knows because they're scared to tell, or they're going back home
right.
and they're being, you know, all these things. So it's like you really have to, Maria was saying in the chat room, you really have to, you know, let them know that someone cares. And when you do that, then they can open up to you and you can reach them in a way that you may have never, you know, done had you not put that extra time in, that extra, you know, just trying to reach them on different levels and not just the word. So, yeah, that was a good show.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I even remember when he said, you'll remember this, when he said that, you know, he was trying to actually help out with the gang that was going on in Indianapolis and Indiana. And they basically had secret meetings. And I'm like, wow, we're having issues here in Baltimore. But they said they got them all together and they just had secret meetings, you know, with the mayor and stuff like that, just to see, okay, how can we help?
Mm-hmm.
How can we help? You know, he was bold enough to do it. And this was a man, he had a story as well. He had a career where he could have been a baseball player. You know, he could have been a baseball player at the age of 17. And I remember saying, some of our young people today, if you're going to give me a contract at the age of 17, I'm going to be making all this money. I'm out. I'm gone.
Right. Would you give
but
that up?
Yeah, would you give that up when God calls you and say, hey, this is what I want you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
he followed the call of God. And that, you know, that makes a difference. And he's done a great job today over there. And, again, I remember that show, and I thank God for, you know, us, you know, getting in contact so we can actually have him on the show. You know, he has a humble heart. He has a humble spirit. I mean, when I talk about humble, he has a humble spirit, and you know, he just had some fun with us. He told us what was going on, and you know, you think that okay, we're just having these issues here in Baltimore. As we see over our country, we're having them all over the country. It's not just little old Baltimore. It's all over the country.
Yeah.
Are you listening? You're listening live with Man and the Mayor with your host, Hezekiah L. Montgomery, and co-host, fabulous co-host, Michelle Johnson. We are celebrating our 100th episode today, folks. We're having a great time just going down memory lane, just remembering, you know, some of the people we had on the shows. You know, just having a great time because 100 shows is a lot. Some people, you know, sometimes you quit in the middle, but sometimes we can't quit. You know, you may feel like it, you may get depressed. Even if it's just Michelle and I on this line, we keep the shows going because when God gives you something to do, you have to do it. You can't say, well, start twirling your thumbs because sometimes you say, well, am I doing it right or what's going on? And, you know, I know I've come a long way because it was kind of rough in the beginning. Those shows are funny. It was kind of rough in the beginning, but as the more you do it, I've learned through Maria, the better it gets. I mean, you know, the more you do it, the better it gets. Because when you're doing anything new, it's a little rough. I've learned that. When you're doing anything new, it's a little rough. But the more you do it, the better you get. And, you know, I appreciate it because I just have a good time. I can, you know, just have some fun being who I am and just bring the guest on. And, like, last week, our guest, she came on, and I, you know, she's going to get me later on. She tried to ask me, what are you going to ask? I'm like, nope. When I ask the questions, I want you to be fresh. That's the teacher in me. I'm not going to give it a, you know, give you the, you know, be ready. You know, I want you to be fresh. Maria being bad in the chat room, but I'm not going there right now. I'm gonna try to keep it kosher.
I couldn't even help myself. I'm laughing.
Yeah, I know, but we're gonna try to keep it cool. I'll let you tell that story. I'm not even going there.
Oh no,
I'm not going
no.
going there.
I
but
I can't even. But you know, I just feel blessed to be a part of it. And I'm just going to be real, real honest with you. When you said we were switching over to 4 weeks, you know, I was like, say who, say what? And I was, you know, sucking my teeth and all of that good stuff. I was like, I think I said several things to you. I'm not even going to incriminate myself and repeat them on air. But I was trying to get out of it, but then it's, you know, don't you hate it when the Lord just spanks you because you're not doing what it, and I was like, really, God, I got to be, you know, I was off doing belly dancing class. I was off doing a lot of things, but I can get extremely busy with all the interesting things that I can find to get into. You know, I'm glad that the Lord led you to do that because I think it actually is a blessing. That gave the show a little more regularity for the guest as well, as opposed to trying to remember it was like every other week. And then I think on the months where we had a fifth Friday or something, like we didn't do a show then either. So I think it was just twice a month you were doing it. And so the every Friday gives the show, you know, a better chance for the audience to be able to catch, you know, and remember that the show is on Friday. And so I think that was one of the major things, definitely. Yes, I think regularity is a word, Maria. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, she's on tonight. She is definitely on tonight. You like regularity or work? Yes, it is.
But you know, I think that was a blessing. And like I was saying earlier, just the fact that when people are calling or texting, it's like people who I didn't even know were listening in because, you know, you can listen on, I'm laughing at Maria, it's funny right now, but you can listen in on the show, and me and you, you know, may never know who exactly the person is. You know, we get all the metrics and all that good stuff that's behind the scenes, but or you do at least. But, you know, we may not know who each individual person who's listening in just via web, I don't know what you call it, like listening via the web link. So I've been blessed because people will take and reach out to me and just say, oh, yeah, I heard the show. And I'll be like, oh, okay. Oh, you were listening to that? You know, just because it's out there and it's on Facebook and anybody can just see it and log on real quick and listen for a while, you know, and, or listen the whole show and enjoy it. And so it's really grown in the audience now. You know, they are listening in all sorts of ways, and I think Maria is talking about that in the chat room now, but that people are listening all sorts of ways, and so I get surprised sometimes that somebody is telling me that something blessed them. Oh, I'm listening and it blessed me. I really enjoyed the show. And I'm like, wow, okay. So, you know, and sometimes just the guests we have calling in, you know, everybody doesn't always want to. We'll have people listening in, but they don't always all want to make a comment, but still they're listening in and enjoying the show. But I was also going to say for any of our callers who are listening in via phone, if you do want to make a comment or say anything or share a favorite memory or whatever, or congratulate Hezekiah on his 100 episodes, please feel free to press the number one on your keyboard and you will be put in the queue to talk with Hezekiah.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. You took part of what I was going to do, but that's okay. That is okay.
So
we are a team. We are a team. And what we're going to do is take a little break. We're going to have our little sponsors, as we all do, always do. And one of our sponsors and supporters, Music Instruction for All Learners, Inc., where music knows no age. If you're interested in music instruction, such as piano lessons or instrumental lessons, please contact us at 888-501-8650, extension 778, and we'll set up an appointment with you. Also, this just in, H.L. Montgomery Enterprises is hosting its first event, An Evening with an Author. Have you always said that you wanted to write a book? Well, talk no more. Come meet Hezekiah Montgomery, writer. Oh, I know him. Writer of the riveting novel Rediscovering Kai, as he hosts a writer's workshop, which was changed to October 15th, 2016, at 4443 Bel Air Road from 12 to 5. The cost of the workshop is $85. You will be in Writer's Boot Camp. And if you look it up on Eventbrite, it will be there. We have a couple other sponsors going on. We got another sponsor, Curvy Boss Project. Curvy Boss Project was created to empower, inspire, motivate, and change the lives of full-figured women. Curvy chicks are boss chicks, too, not to mention beautiful, intelligent, and talented. Please check them out on Facebook at Curvy Boss Project and their website at www.curvyboss.com. And the sponsor for this month, and I will give him as he is our month this month's sponsor, Leroy McKenzie Jr., President and CEO of JNF Enterprise, giving the best business consulting service. Let us show you how to grow your brand. We offer marketing plans, strategies for entrepreneurs and authors, business, sales development, entrepreneur kits for aspiring business owners, seasonal entrepreneurs looking to expand your brand. Call for your initial consultation today, 443-762-2324. And it can be emailed at jnfenterprise, with a D on the N, at yahoo.com. And their website is www.jnfenterprises.com. And we have a Bel Air Edison Education and Wellness Fair, which is going to be held on Saturday, August 13th, 2016, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And their rain date will be Saturday, August 20th. at the Bel Air Edison Family Health Center parking lot, 3120 Erdman Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. And just, and as well, Blessed Trinity Church of Deliverance, Inc., we are actually starting to do a mission to serve as an emergency resource of food, clothing, and information for those affected by poverty. Deuteronomy 13:11 says, "For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, Thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in the land." Leading by the Holy Spirit to be a beacon of hope in our community. So which is what we're doing is we're actually going to be accepting donations soon. So with those donations, we will be handing them out to the people that are actually needed in the community. So we're going to be, again, accepting donations, and the donations will be given out to those in the community. And I'm going to get the phone number. We want you to call Miss Bianca Epson. And with that phone number, you contact her, and she will actually give you all the details that's needed for that. Again, her name is Miss Bianca Epson, and she can be reached at 301-979-5347, 301-979-5347. And with that said, we'll have a three-minute break, and we'll be back with some more of the celebration of our 100th episode, and I am psyched about that. We'll be back. You are back live with Man in the Mirror with your host, Hezekiah Montgomery, and co-host Michelle Johnson, as we are just having a great time in the chat room with our fantastic friend, C. Maria Wall, and we're having a great time just chatting and memorizing. I'm going down
reminiscing.
Sorry about that. Yeah, memorizing. Going down memorizing lane. Yeah, I said it. But having a great time going down reminiscing. You know, had a Freudian slip there, reminiscing, going down memory lane, and just about the show. This is 100th episode that we've done since August 17th, too. Yay!
Yes.
Since October 17th, 2014. And, Nichelle left over saying she was reluctant about doing four shows a month, because we started off doing two shows a month, and we went to four shows a month. Was I ready for that? I'm honest, no. But is it easy? I'm honest, no. Can things happen? I'm honest, yes. You know, you never know what's going to happen on this show, but you have to be ready. You know, when you're a servant, you have to be ready. I learned this in business, to pivot. You got to be ready. You never know what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
But I applaud C. Maria Wall again for just planting the seed. And actually, we have someone, and I'll let you take care of that. We have someone.
Yes.
Again, if you want to call in first, we have someone, if you want to call in at 917-889-2271 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/man-in-the-mirror. And we actually have someone who wants to comment. So
yes.
I'll let you take that over, Michelle.
If you do call in, press the number 1 on the keyboard to go into the queue. If you'd like to say congratulations to Hezekiah or talk about your favorite show or your favorite guest or anything like that, share anything with us. But we do have, it appears, a caller who wants to say something. So caller ending in number 9295. Again, that is caller ending in number 9295. Welcome to Man in the Mirror.
Hi, thank you. Good evening. I am so happy for you guys. It's wonderful, 100 episodes. I'm so proud of you guys. Great.
Yes. We have to do a clap, do a hand clap to the phone. Yes.
Yay. Yes. I'm really happy. And I also wanted to say that I am looking forward, this is for Curvy Bus, I'm looking forward to the Curvy Bus calendar that's coming out. I'm waiting to stay to breath for that. So I'll be so happy to see that. And I'm trying to get a gift basket business going. And so I'm going to be talking with you, Mr. Hezekiah Montgomery, to find out what we can do in the way of advertising to promote my upcoming gift basket business. Okay?
Okay.
Someone
is asking, did you identify yourself?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. I am.
I know who that person was. She is funky.
Yes, that's Deidre White Moore, and
I know that
have
person.
Been listening for quite some time, and so I just love the very interesting and diverse program that you guys are bringing, and I might need some business consulting myself, so off the air, I'll be speaking further about how to contact the person about the business consulting, because I definitely need some ideas on how to grow my gift basket business, marketing, stuff like that. So I just want you to know that I will be one of those persons who will want to talk to you about those things, okay?
Yeah.
Excellent. We appreciate that.
Okay. Well, you guys have a wonderful evening. All righty.
Thank you. So for those of you who don't know, that's actually my family. that's calling it. But yeah, so our families listen to the show, our friends, and then extended family and some more folks. So we get all kind of folk calling in, and we just love to hear what everybody is saying and how you're feeling. But yes, if anybody wants to call in and congratulate Hezekiah, then you may dial in at 917-889-2271 and press the number 1 on your keypad to be placed in the queue. Yes, Maria, that was my mama. I claimed her before the
Maria is crazy. She is off the wall tonight.
Oh, and just as we were talking, we actually had someone else pop into the queue to say a little something. Fabulous. Okay, so caller ending in 5507. Again, caller ending in 5507. Welcome to Man in the Mirror.
Hey guys, this is known as Monique, the author of I Am the Ancestor, and I am calling to congratulate you guys on 100 episodes of the show. Like, oh my gosh, congratulations. Like, that is a feat. I'm tired thinking of 100 shows. Like, 100 shows. Like, I'm so far behind. Like, that means set up, win, topics. You know, just really having enough content. And let me tell you, diversity is key. And you guys have brought people from all over. And I'm talking from success stories to very sad stories to biblical topics. And it is so, so needed. And I'm going to tell you, I have personally learned a lot just by following you guys, understanding the process. It was just education in itself. So I'm doing the happy dance for you. I'm looking forward to the 200. When I saw that cake, I'm like,
everybody wants a piece of that cake.
This is the celebration of, you know, I've struggled with my story. I'm excited about life and, you know, just working with human trafficking and missing children. I thank you so much. I think I was at least 2 episodes of the show.
Yeah.
And it gave me an opportunity to share that material again and use it for my nonprofit, and just knowing that, you know, not only myself, my foundation was featured somewhere, and those are things that people can have as takeaways. You know, you didn't look at it like, you know, something that you were given, but you were. It was more or less like educating your community about what we need to do to protect children. And I just so appreciate you for that. And again, that's all about the leverage. I just was able to revamp that material and say, hey, I will teach it.
Okay.
On the radio talk show, that helps with donations, that helps with clarity. You know, it just helps give you a presence out there. So I'm just, you know, I don't know if I can blow all the candles out on that. Big old.
Yeah, 100 candles.
That's a fire right there.
You know,
well, you had a comment, you had a comment, Monique. Healing through hurt. See Maria Wall. She said, "Hey, Monique."
She's just yelling your name. Yeah. she's shouting you out.
Thank you. And again, applause to you guys. It's like teamwork makes the dream work. And I was happy to share the moment when Nichelle, you were awarded. That was like, oh my gosh. How special is that when someone can really take the time out to, you know, show appreciation for the dedication that someone else puts into somebody's work? So, you know, Orlando, wow, kudos to you. And you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I'm just so excited for you.
Oh, gosh.
You know, Well, oh, Lord, she's going to have us all over here bawling.
I know. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
well, we really appreciate you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Look, yeah. Oh, yes, you had to do the hand clap through the phone with us. Woo!
Yes. Okay, there you go.
Well, my wish for you is, 100 plus more, because the community needs it. The replays are out there for your show. I'm pretty sure people can, just go through your link and see some of the people that you feature with the information that they put in and just take. There's so many takeaways from the show, so I really appreciate it. But go ahead, celebrate and we'll get my line dance on over here.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah. So thank you for calling in and just giving us a shout out. We really appreciate that. And we really appreciate you and all that you do as well. I always have to shout you out when you call in. So, you all can look Monique up at Known as Monique on Facebook, I believe. You correct me if I say anything wrong, or do you just want to say it?
I don't know. It's right. Correct. That's the issue.
And also, you can look her up. Is it known as Monique.com or .org? I'm sorry.
Known as Monique.com.
.org. O-R-G.
Yes.
So you can look her up and find out all the amazing things that she is doing in the community to help and educate our parents and our children and all the people who she calls who could be possible role players in a child being abducted, just to educate them on what to look out for. So we really, really appreciate that and all that you do. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you again, guys. Enjoy.
All right. Hezekiah.
That was excellent. I enjoyed that. I enjoy Monique all the time. Kudos, and we're just having a good time because, sometimes we think about, wow, I started this, the first episode was real. Y'all love to talk about that first episode was real rough. But then you say, okay, we can get past that. We can get past, what was going on with the episode. We can learn from it. But here we are, 99 more episodes later, and we're at 100. We are at 100 episodes. Did I ever think I was going to get there? Probably not, but it's perseverance. And that's one thing God wants us to remember. Perseverance. We have to continue doing the work that he gives us to do. It's a humbling experience because, when I have guests on, I just love all my guests. I love them all because I'm learning, and it makes me realize that I was not the only one who went through something in life, and life was trying to, take me out. Satan was trying to take me out. But did I let that happen, but there was a God in me that continued to keep me in what I was going through. So with that said, we are about to close out. Michelle, you did an excellent job tonight as a co-host. You did an excellent job tonight as a co-host.
Oh, thank
so
you.
I'm going to actually, you pulled it off tonight. You definitely pulled it off tonight. And I want to thank you for helping me.
Am I being set up?
The show. I'm thanking you for helping me with the show. But again, I see people have just logged in. If you want to have anything to say, you can press the number. You can call in at 919-917-889-2271. Press the number 1 on your phone if you have any comments, because we're winding down. If you want to say congratulations or anything, here is your chance. It's been a great show. I don't even want to have too much to say because, I've had a good time listening, having fun with my buddy through healing through hurt, trying to keep bringing up that first episode, but I'm not going to let her. But I'm going to let you actually close out the show.
Okay. Oh, that's what I was being set up. I knew I was being set up. Nice thing. So anyway, we just, as Hezekiah said, we just really thank you all for listening, and we thank you for being a part of the show for whenever you can listen in and download replays or whatever it is that you do just to support the show. We really, really do appreciate everything that you guys have done. And so I just want to say that we really hope that you will continue to join us for more episodes, and we really, really look forward to our wonderful guests, and we thank all of our wonderful guests for being a part of the show. And Hezekiah, I want to say that I have definitely enjoyed being your co-host. And I have definitely enjoyed being a part of the show and being a blessing to whoever God has allowed us to be a blessing to. So at any rate, just want to tell you guys that we will see you at the mirror.